This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple road, railway and port projects worth nearly 18,700 crore rupees at Kolkata in West Bengal. Later, addressing the Parivartan Sankalp rally at the historic Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata, Prime Minister Modi characterized the upcoming assembly elections as a battle to protect the existence and soul of Bengal. The Prime Minister also accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of patronizing infiltrators to expand its power base.
हमारे बंगाल ने आजादी के बाद विभाजन सहा, विभाजन की आग देखी, मजहबी दंगे देखे, बाद के दशकों में अस्थिरता देखी, घुसपैठ का दौर देखा, रक्तपात सहा, इस सब की सबसे बड़ी भुक्तभोगी अगर कोई थी तो बंगाल की माताएं बहनें बेटियां बंगाल की महिलाएं थी.
Mr. Modi accused the TMC of blocking welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat and PM Kisan for political reasons. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched various development projects worth 23,550 crore rupees from Silchar in Assam. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi last evening.
Shivalik or Nanda Devi?
INS Shivalik and INS Nanda Devi are Indian flag vessels carrying LPG. Early this morning, they safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are now heading towards India. They are carrying around 92,700 metric tons of LPG. Their arrival ports will be Mundra Port and Kandla Port, with expected arrival dates of 16 March and 17 March.
16 March or 17 March.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery se
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
Cylinder ki delivery le.
The government has revoked with immediate effect the detention of Sonam Wangchuk, who was detained under the National Security Act in September last year. The Home Ministry said Sonam Wangchuk was detained in the backdrop of the serious law and order situation that arose in the town of Leh last year. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that India is actively engaging with member countries of BRICS to arrive at a common position on the outgoing conflict in West Asia. Mr. Jaiswal said this while addressing the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi last evening. He noted that some BRICS members are directly involved in the current situation in West Asia and the differences among member countries have made it difficult for the grouping to forge a consensus. The Jammu and Kashmir police has constituted a special investigation team to probe the attempted firing incident involving former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister and President of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, Farooq Abdullah. The team has been directed to conduct a thorough investigation and complete the probe within the statutory time frame. US President Donald Trump slammed the media reports that five US tanker planes were destroyed at a Saudi airport, calling the coverage intentionally misleading and accusing outlets of undermining US military efforts in West Asia amid the conflict. In a post, Trump called the outlets fake news media, stating that the planes were not struck or destroyed. India has condemned the airstrikes of Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this is yet another act of aggression by the Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan. In athletics, former Asian champion Abdullah Abu Bakr defeated national record holder Praveen Chitravel to clinch the men's triple jump crown at the Indian Open Jumps Competition 2026 in Bangalore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.